Books on Tape presents Retribution, The Battle for Japan, 1944-1945, by Max Hastings. Read by Simon Vance. War is human. It is as something that is lived, like a love or a hatred. It might better be described as a pathological condition, because it admits of accidents which not even a skilled physician could have foreseen. Marcel Proust. "Oh, surely they'll stop now. They'll be horrified at what they've done," he thought, aimlessly following on behind crowds of stretchers moving away from the battlefield. Tolstoy's Pierre Bezukhov at Borodino, 1812. In 1944 there seemed absolutely no reason to suppose that the war might end in 1945. Captain Luo Dingwen, Chinese Nationalist Army. Introduction. Sir Arthur Tedder, Eisenhower's Deputy Supreme Commander in Europe in 1944-45, suggested that warriors educating themselves for future conflicts should study the early phases of past ones. "There are no big battalions or blank checks then," he wrote ruefully. In the first campaigns, nations which are victims rather than initiators of aggression enjoy scanty choices. They strive for survival with inadequate resources, often unsuitable commanders, all the handicaps of fighting on an enemy's terms. Later, if they are granted time fully to mobilize, they may achieve the luxury of options, of might equal or superior to that of the enemy, of the certainty of final victory tempered only by debate about how to secure this most swiftly and cheaply. Tedder and his allies.